Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. I talked about in my first episode of the year that my word of the year was presence, or to be present. And I really wanted my word this year to be fun, because I'm starting out my year here with the book by Annie F. Downs, Chase the Fun, 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. And that how through discovery, I really felt like fun can be woven into my year through being present, but being present was what I ultimately needed to work on this year. I am going to take just a couple of episodes, though, as I'm reading this book, to talk about a couple of things I've learned about fun as I've read this. And my first check-in here at the beginning of February is from day 27. And day 27 really strikes me because it says, be an amateur at creating. The desire to create is one of the deepest yearnings in the human soul. And she tells us in here, there's all kinds of things we can create. It's not a lot of times when we think of creation and creating things, we think of some kind of artistic endeavor. But she tells us that we are creative, that we need to know that. It's not just art. It's not just paintings and songs or things like that. It is anything that you are putting your hand to bring about something new. And actually in 2022, my word of the year was create, because that's what my goal last year was. I wanted to create. I wanted to bring something into being that was not there before. And I did that through this podcast. I did 66 episodes last year, which is way more than I had done in any of the 2 years before. And I'm carrying that into this year with 2 episodes a week. I'm doing my Psalm Sunday, where every Sunday I just read a psalm and do a short prayer. My goal is to have those less than 5 minutes. And then these Thursday episodes, where some of them will be themed over several weeks, and then some of them are standalone episodes. I worked last year to create my home, doing projects as a welcoming place for others to come. And then this year, we're really working to draw people in around us in our home through things like having barbecues or cookouts, having wine and dinner nights with friends, having game times with family, the kids, and their friends. Last year, we worked to just create memories with me and my husband, Chris, and us and the kids, through time together laughing, through taking trips. And one of the things we wanted to focus on this year was traveling and being able to experience things. And we have several different weekend, day, week-long, and even a month-long trip planned this summer to just have those memories and be present with each other in a way that we've never been able to do before. And believe me, I know we're blessed to even be able to think about doing something like that. And as I was thinking through, I read, you know, this day 27 about creating and all the ways to create. And I was thinking, yes, this is what I want. This is the one I want to focus on for my 1 month check-in, or my beginning of February check-in of this 100 days. I thought, okay, well, let's go into the Bible. Let's find me a verse about create, so I can kind of tie this all together. And when I just put the word create into the Bible app, like, so many things popped up with so many different ways that the word was used. So, like, the very first one says, In Psalm 51:10, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And then right here at the beginning in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:27, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created the male and female. He created them. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then in Genesis 1:29 and 30, he's talking about creating the heavens and the earth. And then going on 31, that he had day and evening, and he has the birds, and he has and the animals, and he has all the plants. And it's just, I'm looking at this, and it's just one thing after another. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart. Isaiah 45:7, I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. Isaiah 65:17, see, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. And I could just go on and on in all the ways that create is used in the Bible, is used to describe physically making something new that was not there before. That using what is there and transforming it into something new. And that's what I'm excited about this year. While I want to continue the creations that I started last year, I want to bring new things into creation this year. I just want to take that a step further. And you have permission to create as well. In the last line here, she said, give yourself permission to create anyway. You may feel like an amateur. You may feel like you don't know what you're doing, Annie is saying in this book, but that's okay. We have permission to create, produce something new, transform something we already have. And that is just amazing to me. I plan to, at the beginning of March, pick one of the days of fun here and talk about that. And then at the beginning of April as well. And then just as I journey through these days of fun, I want to keep this creation idea in mind. Because we can create this fun in our lives through all sorts of ways. Let's just pray together as we think about this. Oh, amazing creator. Because that's what you are, Lord. You are our creator. Thank you for giving us so many opportunities to be creators ourselves, to make something new where there was nothing before, to transform things from one thing to another. Also, Lord, just thank you for all the times that we can just look at your creation around us and praise you that we get to be part of it. Help us, Lord, to be okay being amateurs at creating in our lives. Help us, Lord, to know that we are creative because you made us creative. And we praise you for that. In your precious name. Amen. And at the end of each of her days, Annie just leaves a little challenge here. And the challenge on this day, her Chase the Fun says, what do you love to create? Spend some time doing that today. And that's just what I want us both to be left with. Thinking about, what do we love to create? And let's take time to do that. And we will come back together next week. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.